Growing up, I was always under my mother's thumb, as in she was, as far as she was concerned, in control of every aspect of my life. She controlled my activities, my thoughts, my feelings, my ideas, everything. This didn't end when I grew up and moved out. In fact, it would continue until I was 35 years old. I actually happened to be 35 years old the day I went no contact with my mother. Before that, for my entire life, there was this deep, profound sense of obligation to her, and she made sure of that. I learned that her feelings, her thoughts, her ideas, etc., were more important and more real than my own. She taught me that I needed to keep her happy, and that I wouldn't be good enough ever because I couldn't be or say or do whatever it was that she thought I should. It never seemed to matter how hard I tried, even as an adult. But that day, everything changed. See, I had recognized that she had betrayed me in an unforgivable way that I never would have imagined. It woke me up, and fast. The very moment I realized what she had done, I almost physically felt something break inside of me. That seemingly indestructible cord of obligation that had always been there, and that had always caused me to sort of bend to her will, it broke. In one single moment, I lost the ability to care how she felt, and more than that, I lost the fear of her. She had always intimated that if I stopped doing what she wanted or refused one too many times, well, she would abandon me, and then I'd have no one. I lived in that fear for 35 years. I could never have imagined, nor would I have believed, that she would stoop so low to hurt me. I can't even think of the words to describe how I felt. It was almost like that time I was running in the dark as a kid and I tripped over a branch, knocked the wind out of myself. I felt like I had the wind knocked out of me. But then I got mad. Well, not just mad. After years of being a people-pleasing, self-hating codependent, I was filled with blistering, blinding rage. You know the kind of soul-twisting, screaming, ugly rage that comes up from deep inside of you and nearly forces you to take swift action? The kind that causes you to get crystal clear on what you want and what you deserve real quick? Yeah, I was filled with what I now know is justified rage. I was indignant, and in that very instant, I was done. I went no contact and I haven't looked back. But it wasn't so simple. My mother, she wasn't done yet. She had been in control for 35 years and she wasn't about to give it up without a fight. First, she got very angry. Then, she told a whole bunch of lies about me and spread malicious gossip to everyone in the extended family, as well as some of her friends. And later, she'd end up publishing my name in her little work newsletter, asking people to pray for me and my mental health issues. After that, I heard through the grapevine that she was playing the victim, telling everyone how she had absolutely no idea why I wasn't talking to her after all she'd done for me. She minimized me, and she justified her own feelings by saying things like, she's always looking for attention. In fact, I was doing the opposite of that. I was actually looking for peace. I wanted nothing else from her. But a few months after I went fully no contact, I heard that she planned to send my brother over to my house during the holidays to straighten me out. The plan, according to the grapevine, was that he would just show up without calling. Well, I nipped that one in the bud. But why did she play all these little games at this time? I suspect it was just for one simple reason, and that was that she was no longer able to control me. See, narcissists don't like it when they lose control over any source of narcissistic supply. And when they do, they have some fairly predictable ways of reacting to it. Nearly every manipulative thing a narcissist does can actually be broken down into a pattern if you look at it. So that's exactly what we're talking about today at queenbeing.com. The standard pattern that a narcissist will use when they lose control over you. Plus, exactly what you can expect when the narcissist in your life realizes that you have taken control of your own life and how you can and should respond when that happens. So let's get started. Let's assume that you have figured the narcissist out by now, and you've realized the hard way that someone you believed in and trusted turned out to be a complete nightmare, to put it mildly. Now that you've seen through the mask and you understand exactly what a narcissist is and what you're dealing with, what they're all about, you have set your boundaries. You're no longer letting that narcissist control you. And while you already know that you should expect some kind of retaliation, you're a little worried about what to expect next. And given what you've been through, who could blame you? So what exactly does the narcissist do when they can't control you anymore? Well, let's talk about it. Number one, they will begin a smear campaign against you. The first thing a narcissist will do is start a smear campaign. They will never accept the fact that they can't control you. And this means they will do whatever they can to find another way to be controlling. They'll demean you, they'll ruin your reputation, and they might even intentionally expose any sensitive private information you happen to have to everyone who knows you and even to some people who don't. And because the narcissist is so good at believing their own lies, they're going to seem genuine here. They're going to seem like they are worried about you, or they're just so shocked you do something like this. In other words, they're going to play this game in a way that makes it believable, which means your reputation will be ruined in no time if they have anything to say about it. Number two, they'll play the victim. During and after the smear campaign, the narcissist will play the victim. They will act like you're the one who caused the whole issue, and or they'll pretend you just went crazy and ran away. This is narcissistic injury in action. By going to other people and causing them to feel sorry for them, the narcissist reiterates their point. They believe they have been wronged by you. Yep, they'll take advantage of that poor me act, and they will literally do this without remorse for as long as they feel like doing it. An added benefit of this is that it helps them to get some replacement narcissistic supply in the meantime. See, the people they whine about you to will of course be sympathetic toward them because, after all, the narcissist actually has convinced themselves that what they're saying is true. So given that fact, even the most skilled empath probably won't know they're lying in some cases because they seem so believable, which means they will happily dole out the attention that the narcissist craves. Which brings me to number three, they refuse to take no for an answer. Some very tenacious narcissists will never accept the fact that they can no longer control you. Rather than just backing off, these particular narcissists will instead step up their game. They will utilize manipulation tactics like showing up unexpectedly to your doorstep, or they might even show up at your job and make it really clear that they'll always be the ones in control. They might even actually stalk you and literally show up wherever they want, whenever they want, in an effort to send that same message. They'll always be the ones in charge. They will call you with some apparent emergency and try to get your attention that way. Or they'll make stuff up as to why you need to come back and provide the necessary supply they are obviously missing. This is what we call the Hoover maneuver, because they are literally trying to suck you back into that toxic relationship. This brings me to number four, the narcissist ghosts you. If you can hold out and get through all of that stuff, you'll finally be rid of the narcissist, because once their little bag of tricks is empty, they'll ghost you. This is obviously the best case scenario, because the narcissist will be out of your life. Eventually, you might be lucky enough that they will realize you're truly done, and they'll just go dark for you. That's because without another move to make, they might just finally give up and move on to a new source of narcissistic supply. You can bet you won't get closure, and that's pretty standard for narcissists. And you can fully expect that they will continue to tell sob stories and spread lies about you to, well, anyone who will listen, but at least they'll be leaving you alone. At least you'll finally have peace. Since the narcissist realizes that the narcissistic supply you used to give them sort of ran out, ran dry, well, they're going to focus on someone else for a little while. Fair warning though, don't be surprised if at a later date, the narcissist shows up again, looking for more supply from you. They'll try to suck you back in with the standard Hoover maneuver. Be careful. They usually do this because they're bored, or angry at, or in some way removed from their new supply. Maybe the new supply got a clue and went no contact themselves. So now that you know what to expect when the narcissist knows they've lost control of you, you're probably wondering, what are you supposed to do next? Well, I want you to keep standing behind your boundaries. I want you to stay focused on yourself and on your own healing. I want you to keep control of yourself and your own life. If you've gone no contact, I want you to stick to it. You should also keep an eye out for flying monkeys, the people who will happily do the narcissist bidding for them. You know who I'm talking about, right? These are the people who try to talk to you on behalf of the narcissist, or who try to convince you to see the narcissist, or forgive the narcissist, or hang out with them. They're the ones who take whatever you tell them and run back to the narcissist with it. You might want to also steer clear of areas you know they're going to be and keep your business to yourself. If you're worried about your physical safety, please don't hesitate to contact the authorities and do whatever you need to do to get and stay safe. Ultimately, though, it's important to see this for what it really is. For just a moment, I want you to look at this whole thing from a different perspective. This is important. The thing is, if you have managed to get away from the narcissist and out from under their proverbial thumb, it means you've taken back control of your own life. If the narcissist pulls all their standard tricks, you have to know you're already succeeding in your goal to free yourself from the burden of being their source of narcissistic supply. You have to know that you're actually already winning this so-called game. But how do I know that? How could I possibly know? Because the narcissist tells you with their behavior. Just think about this for a second. The narcissist has clearly recognized that they can no longer control you, and their reactions are the literal proof of that. Do you see what I mean? Considering that fact, I want you to recognize that you're the one in control now, even as they desperately try to maintain it. And rather than feel weak and awkward and afraid, I want you to feel strong and empowered and in charge when you see these behaviors. Recognize them for what they are, a pathetic attempt for the narcissist to claw their way back into your life. These behaviors, these patterns, they are a clear reaction to the narcissist recognizing that you have taken back your power. And listen, my friend, the only way you can lose now is by letting them back into your life. Now, I'm not the sort of person who would ever recommend revenge of a standard nature, but if you ever did wish you could get revenge against the person who ruined your life, here's the key. Live your life well. Live your life happily without them. Pretend they don't exist. Live like they don't matter, because really they don't. Be happy and be unencumbered by their toxic energy. That is the very, very best way you can win this whole toxic game. By living a life that you love, a life that you create, a life that you choose. Take the time to recognize that you no longer need to give away your power to the narcissist. Recognize that you have every right and even the responsibility to make your own choices, to like and love what and who you want, and to be the best, most fulfilled version of yourself in any given moment. It's an amazing feeling, my friend, and I want you to have it too. This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you ever experienced seeing a narcissist totally lose control of you or someone else in their lives? How did it play out in that situation? How'd you deal with it? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right here and right there. And while you're at it, hit the subscribe button right there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.